Let's get back to the Antique Brick Outdoor Studio. Call 433-1037 or hit us up on the Keith Lee Service Company live fan feedback. Now, it's time to return to the show with no name with Tommy Smith, David Basil, and Roger Scott.
Yeah. Here we are. The sun is up. It's heating up. Basil was right. You play golf around here about 5:30. It's perfect. Mm-hmm. Where'd he go?
He went to go get a donut.
Is that right?
Did he really?
Did he get done with the donut?
No, he had to get his cell phone. Never mind. He went towards the donuts, but.
I tell you what, him and his cell phone.
The magnet.
And I would like to right now, with the 17 people that are still listening, to the Arkansas Parks and Tourism people, to the Cranford Johnson people, I would like to issue a formal invitation the Monday upon his return from Boston to David Basil, and I will take him to Toltec Mountain. As he says, he doesn't even know if it exists, but he's talked about this ever since he's been on the radio.
Yeah,
with
I've
me.
Heard it.
Oh, I wonder about Toltec Mountain. Where are we going? Well, it's right down the road.
Don't take 10 minutes to get there from the studio.
Can I bring my own airheads?
Your own?
Will you bring your own airheads?
Because, you know, the spirits will probably receive me better.
The spirits will probably, fine, get your damn arrowheads and everything. Get your little
feather.
Get your little feather hat on because that was what you
wanted. What Indians, Vicky, what Indians, Ranger Vicky, what Indians are buried there? What? The Plum Bayou culture. Thank you. They interpret, yes.
You have no idea what she just said.
Roger,
no
can
idea.
You remember the word that she said when talking about getting rid of the animals?
I can.
What was the word?
Expatriate.
Expatriate.
It's extapriated.
No, come here.
Extra potato.
Come here,
Vicky.
What is it? Say it. What is it? Roger, what did you say then?
Extra potato.
And Rod Tommy says expatriate.
I say expatriate.
What is it? Extirpated.
Extirpated.
That's the word of the day.
No. I want to know, are you going to go to Toltec Mountain?
Yes, I'm with you.
Done.
Extirpated.
They make it sound like
no, I think it's extirpated. Extirpated. Like, right. Come on.
Two words.
Not exterminated.
Extirpated. Paid. Extirpated. Thank you.
And is that a forced removal or
can
a
you
natural
use it in
removal?
A sentence?
That's an eviction.
Hold on, listen. What? Hunted out, destroyed by man.
There you go.
That's all we ever do.
We are. Man's rough.
But, you know, man needed
it. That's the Indian.
You know, look, if man didn't do it, we wouldn't be here.
All the artists on here from Arkansas?
I ask, and they don't. They couldn't tell.
They're all from the Delta because
Sister Rosetta Tharpe.
Rex Nelson gave me one of these CDs. We had somebody up on when I was doing Vickery's show, and they brought one of the CDs by. And
Jesse didn't know Al Green was born in Arkansas.
Well, Johnny Cash, Charlie Rich, the band Al Green.
Yeah, it's everybody that either grew up in the Delta or has some tie to the Delta is on that CD.
Louis Jordan, Choo Choo.
Well, we would listen to it on the way back, but we don't have a CD
player. We don't have a CD player.
Pine Top Perkins.
I bet they are Albert from Arkansas. King. Albert King might be from Arkansas. I don't know.
Chad in Conway wants to talk about the Toltec Mountains.
I'll try, Chad.
Hey, guys. I've got to say, when it's, you know, these years, it's not that interesting in comparison, but back in the years when they still had the active digs with the Archaeological Society out there, it was really fascinating when you could go out during the dig, see what was going on, see what they were coming up with. And, you know, it's one of those things that it's a timing visit. You know,
why did they stop the digging?
It's not that they stopped it. There are so many sites in the state of Arkansas that with the funding they've got, they spent 4 years on mounds, and somebody will correct me, I'm sure. I believe it was mounds H or I.
It's
that. Then they ended up going out to park it.
And, well, Let me explain. The caller, I'm sorry that these guys don't know. I've been with them for 8 years.
I've been by there 5 times. He's never been by there, and he continues to harp on it. And I have invited him officially to take him out there, that 15-minute drive that it's going
to
take.
I look forward to it because my history involved.
How come your history hasn't it's so involved.
Wait for
so
my buddy
deep.
To take me.
It's so deep. It's in your heritage. It's in your bone.
You'll learn.
You look like a little papoose boy.
You will learn.
A little headband with a feather on it.
You will learn. Well,
you can wear one of them leather things.
I grew up recovering pottery, Indian pottery.
Well, why would you want to even take your own arrowhead?
You know what? To show. To say, listen,
to show what?
I belong
your butt
here.
To whom?
I belong here.
To whom? The ghost?
To Ranger of the Toltec.
To the ghost?
To Ranger of
the Toltec. To the Ranger of the Toltec.
I think that's an official Indian title, Ranger of the Toltec. Right,
when he looks, he goes, oh, my gosh. He says, you have discoveries as great as what we have here at Toltec.
It's Tonto Basil.
Yeah.
Real quick. The funny thing about the Toltec Mounds is it was actually misnamed when it was made a state park. They originally thought the Toltec Indians had gone up this far north. It wasn't until after they started doing some of the digging that they discovered it was the Plum Bayou Indians.
It's the Plum Bayou. See, they don't get any respect.
It's the Plum Bayou Mounds.
Gosh. Come on, we just run the Indians in the ground.
The Plum Bayou, wasn't that Crystal Gale?
By the way,
this is so
night.
Deep in this man's blood. He has lived 15 minutes from there for 30
I thought it was
years
longer.
And never even bothered to
I
drive
thought it
by
was
there.
Longer.
You lazy. No,
okay.
Yeah,
I want to
get in a conversation about State Park and go out Toltec.
I want to be honest with you. For years, I thought Toltec was almost to Memphis. For whatever reason.
Jesse, last night, do you remember when we're coming down the hill, he brought up Toltec Mounds to you?
No, he didn't.
Yes, he did. I don't even know why, but he brought them up.
I feel
buzzwords
I feel one,
for Jesse. Yeah. You know,
I feel one. Well, because they're trying to come back Trail of Tears. I feel one with the Indians. Okay, listen to this. Trey Shapp's down at Alabama for the SEC meetings, but I sent him the pictures of the beautiful pictures of here at the ridges at Village.
He'd appreciate it.
He said he shot 78 from the tips.
So he's played it.
So do you believe that?
No.
Right? Because Robert.
78 is pretty salty for 7,500 yard.
Trey's a pretty good golfer, though.
But the three holes over 600 yards. Wow, that's.
Let me see if we can get him to call in and verify that.
Well, heck yeah.
I want to know when he had the time to come out here and play.
I want to know, as the guy that golfs a lot, what he thinks of the place.
He's making cold calls.
I remember him saying, I think he was coming over here because y'all invited certain members of the media, I think, to play. Yeah, and I think, you know, Trey, he's going to take advantage of it and get take the bus truck. So we have the van.
What did you bring that into it?
Good point, Carl.
Big Baby, let us know if, I don't know if Trey is interviewing Nick Saban right now.
What did you say this morning? He was going to do what?
Who, Trey?
Yeah. You said he was going to ask Nick Saban what?
What?
You said something this morning.
I don't remember what I said,
He's just
though.
Going down there to interview Nick Saban, see what he had for breakfast.
Oh, yeah, I had for breakfast, see if he brushed his teeth this morning.
It's so funny, you know. Nowadays, you know, I can see 15 years ago or 20 years ago, maybe these days were much more important because you didn't have 40 publications.
True,
you've got 40 publications. You got every TV station been breaking it down for a month already.
I found out from somebody that was down there. They have more online media credentials now than they do actual radio or TV. People that just made up a website,
bloggers,
home website going in and getting a
What kind of teams are UCA and Henderson State and you know, we've always talked about ASU and Arkansas. What about the UCA?
UCA's gonna be good this year.
Are they?
You know, they made it a step away from the national championship
last year
and
gonna be just as good as they were last year.
Yeah, you know, they're gonna
play Ole Miss, don't they?
They start off with Ole Miss, so hopefully we'll get a win there, right, Jesse? And but you know, they don't have Nathan Dick anymore at quarterback, so it's kind of a toss up of
but
what's
going
to happen
about
there.
Talk about reloading. It seems like at UCA they just reload the next quarterback in there and just who was the kid before Nathan Dick?
You had Robbie Park for a little bit.
Who was the guy? Broke all the records.
Nathan Brown.
Nathan Brown. And then at ASU you got the quarterback coming back who set all the school records last year, and he's back again. And you got the kid Freddie Knighton from PA who can probably step in and play.
Henderson's going to be really good this year.
Henderson's going to be good.
I'm anxious to see what happens with Michael Dyer. Jason in Little Rock, what's up?
What's up, guys?
Hey.
Man, y'all think y'all can hook me up with a free round of golf over there?
Jason, have you ever played here?
I've never played there. I've drove past it a ton of times.
You want
to
bring some?
Well, is he good enough to play?
Are you good enough?
Because what's your handicap?
What's my handicap? 12.
Okay. How old are you?
26.
I think he qualified.
What radio station just made you a winner?
103.7. I listen to y'all every day.
Well, you give your information to a big baby. He'll write it all down. He'll leave a winner sheet at the station, and you use that to come up here.
You got to say hello to Jesse.
Yeah.
He runs the place.
Yeah, you got to make sure you come and say hi to Jesse.
Don't ask for a towel.
And you have to try the hot dogs. They're awesome.
Good, you and a buddy are coming on up here to play, and you're going to love it.
Yeah, you will.
Well, hopefully after Roger gets through taking all the pro shop material today, they'll restock.
You know, I keep seeing him walk out to the truck, and he's got a T-shirt every time he walks out there.
Well, that's because Jesse won't take him himself.
No, I'm kidding. You know, I don't need anything for free.
It's just funny. Jesse, come here, Jesse. What did you say? We won't ask who told you this, but you said – somebody told you, higher up told you, to roll out the red carpet from these boys coming in from Little Rock. Is that true?
They
I thought you were kidding.
Roll out the red carpet, but make sure that all the lamps are stuck.
That was, let me tell you what, in real time, that was so funny.
Last night, for those people just tuning in, our TV went out, and Roger's got a little
TV in me.
Monkey man.
Oh, Mr. TV repairman. Yeah, but in the meantime.
And if you ask him to this day what he did, he can't tell you what he did, but it don't matter. He got it working.
That's
right. And so he stabs to his back, folded his arms, much like he's doing right now. Right, like he's doing right now. Like, you idiots, you idiots. That's all he did right there. That's all he did right there.
Was my mouth open?
Yeah.
The only thing missing was a cigarette hanging out your mouth.
But I started.
Can't smoke in a room.
I started
Basil started to repair. We tried to get in behind there, and I said,
it was sort of dark.
I said, here, let me get you, because I had a cone-shaped lamp that would be a perfect flashlight. I was going to pick this cone-shaped lamp up, and when I did, I picked up the whole damn table.
Because the lamps are screwed down to the table.
Hey, y'all made the mistake. You went to the gray first. They told us in advance. They put it down.
Well, after you told us what happened to your TV, I can see why.
But you know what? That makes sense. You know, and Roger tried to take the pictures off the wall. They don't come off the wall either.
Wait, so. Souvenirs there, because I couldn't take the towels as
did
much.
Did you take the towels, Roger?
Not all of them. Nobody ever takes all of them, Jim.
Y'all thought Roger was trying to fix the TV. He was trying to figure out how to steal the TV.
Probably so. I will say this, that one thing about the park system, but we had it at the Gray in here, is you make sure those ACs are working during the summertime.
They
are. They do.
That worked. I will give you an A+ on that for sure.
And then people are also, you were showing us, Tommy didn't go with us there. You said on the weekends especially, family reunions, you got all these picnic spaces and, you know.
They're loaded.
You know, Diane always talks about family reunions, those big, and these are the kind of places you come to do that. You got water accessibility, you got picnic, you
basketball,
got cooking.
Basketball, tennis,
hiking, bicycling,
baseball,
whatever.
Well,
when word gets out, that's the key. When word gets out, they understand that they can use the state park for what it's for, and that's exactly what it is. So on the day
some
side,
areas are nominal fee, and then other areas, you know, you can just camp out there, bring your horse, put it in the corral and all
you know,
that.
And we thought, you know, the Lake de Grey golf course is a beautiful course. When we were driving down, we said, man, it's a really, really beautiful course, well-kept and all that. This thing's just like, it's almost bizarre, the fact this
like
is like it's like a PGA golf course in the middle of a state park an hour and a half from Little Rock.
Hits a nail on the head.
Absolutely.
Boy, and Brock and Caleb, I mean, they just went right to the cars, took our bags out, and that's when you thought Tommy
Shaps
and David
on.
Are fancy.
Shaps
oh,
on.
Absolutely. That's exactly when we saw the van, so we knew somebody special was
coming. That's right. That's right.
Speaking of the van.
Yes. Let's go to Hoover, Alabama.
We have Trey, who is in Alabama now, and we had to drive up here in the van yesterday. Like, it's nothing but a prison van that we
Tommy, you rode in the van?
Yeah,
no, Roger and I were captives in the back.
And then when I get in to drive the van last night, you'd think it was some handicapped person. Like,
he's driving.
I'm like, I've got to drive the van like a half a mile, and these guys are going crazy. But having them two ride in the van in folding chairs was a sight to behold.
It was a sight. There's pictures on the website right now.
Now, you've played here,
wow.
Trey.
I have to look.
You've played here.
Yeah. Yeah, I played there. They had a media event back in, I want to say, April.
April, yeah.
You played the tips?
Played from the tips, the black tees.
And shot a 78.
That is remarkable.
Shot 78.
Now, that was
course record at the time, believe it or not.
Did you play I remember that. Yeah, I remember you saying that. Did you play the west course first, the nine holes, the west that was beautiful with the hills?
West and north, yes.
I think we played – the north and then the west, but we played the combination of those two nines.
So you got to play that 613-yard hole, that par, that number six, I guess.
Par five, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, wow.
Well, Trey, we have said you're the bigger golfer than us, but I can say I played at Chenal and PV. The only one that played at Elotion, and I'm telling you, those nine holes are prettier than any holes I've seen in Arkansas,
well,
in my opinion.
What's different about that golf course, guys, is there are no homes on it.
That's what we've been saying. Yeah, yeah.
And it is beautiful. We saw some deer out there when we were playing.
Turkey,
wildlife,
bobcats, mermaids.
No, I didn't see any mermaids.
Mermaids.
There, Roger.
But is it not gorgeous, though? You've been all
it
over
is.
The place. Is it,
it
just
is.
Unbelievably gorgeous?
That looked like a public
it
course.
Is.
And even
wait. Y'all remember, he shot 78, so he didn't see parts of the course.
Hey,
on the 613-yard hole, Roger and I hit two shots, and we had to stop and get a room. it was that far. Because
you're staying with the coyotes out there, right?
There's two or three holes where you cannot see the flag from the tee box.
From the tee box. No, you can't. And sometimes you can't see the second part of the fairway from the tee box.
And there are holes where you have to actually practice course management because you've got to hit it in a certain spot because you can hit it a little further to the right. And if you hit it a little further to the right and you get that extra oomph, you're okay. But if you don't get that extra oomph, you're crawling down in the ravine with Roger and me.
And, you know, well, it's amazing whenever you see on the PGA how thick those roughs are. And you're thinking, oh, it can't be that hard to get out of something like that.
Yeah,
well, they
right.
had that rough here.
Yeah.
And I was in it quite a bit. We all were. And, oh, my goodness, that's so hard to get out of.
Well, if you think that rough is thick, and I know y'all are there talking about the ridges, but the Southern Am starts tomorrow out at Chenal. That rough is thick.
Again, Trey, I don't know
I
what it is.
I think it has to do with the homes.
Yeah,
it has to.
I played at Chenal, and Chenal's beautiful.
Yeah.
But you're not the elevation.
Yeah, the elevation.
Well, you don't have the elevation out there. It's more of set down in that valley.
Is there another public course that you would put as far as just the challenge and beauty of this course? Is there another
public
course?
I would put the ridges right there with Big Creek Golf and Country Club and Mountain Home. And Mountain Home, it's got two sides of it that are kind of elevated, but it's more on that plateau right there. But with the hills and the tightness of the fairways, the undulation of the greens, the ridges is probably one of the toughest.
He knows what he's talking about.
Undulation.
Yeah, he shoots 78. What a
extirpate, Trace Shep.
Yeah. Hey, RJ, can you spell undulation? That's one of the spelling words.
Oh,
if Vickery would ever call you.
Why you won't bring up extirpate?
I'm just joking, RJ.
What's going on in Hoover this morning?
Have you asked Saban if he brushed his teeth yet?
Okay, funny. I just picked up the Arkansas Razorback football media guide. Guess what's on the front?
Tyler Wilson.
Wrong.
John L. Smith.
Wrong.
The national championship trophy.
Bobby Petrino.
Wrong.
And Bobby Petrino.
Now Davis.
Wrong.
What is it?
It says 2012 at the top, Razorback football. It's got the Razorback helmet. And then at the bottom, one program, one goal, TD 2012. And it's got a Razorback in the background.
Yeah, that's their. I don't know. Yeah, that's the sort of the marketing effort.
And of course, the A&M and the Missouri all have the SEC logo on the front. And the SEC, the conference media guide says SEC football, home to six straight national champions. And then it's got the new logo of the pinwheel with all the different schools.
Can you pick me up one of those, Shep? One of those extra.
I will try my best.
Thank you. Appreciate it. I may get one in the mouth of the Brewers world, but if I don't,
we'll take one. Give me a shot glass, Trey.
I remember
a shot glass from media days.
I harken back to 1992 or whatever year it was, the first couple of years in the conference when we were 4-7 and 3-8, and I was like, damn, bring back that Southwest Conference. We dominated there. But it's been a long and winding road, and they get to the top, and now things start to crumble apart, so we'll see what happens.
Of course,
Basil, you know Pete Cordelli. I was just talking to him a little while ago and about this year, and he thinks that there are too many distractions for Arkansas to do it all this
year. Well, that's natural, yeah. Matter of fact, Jesse, we mentioned Pete Cordelli. Jesse does radio in Memphis as well, who runs a course here, and he knew mentioned Pete yesterday. And mm-hmm. I think most people looking in from the outside would say that. I think that's a fair assessment.
So what did you guys shoot? That's what I want to know. Did you play it down?
You know what?
Did you play
golf,
the ball
we don't
down?
Keep score.
I would not even hit a tee shot. I'd wait until you got within 100 yards.
RJ.
Practice my short game.
Hey, I got three pars.
RJ hit pretty good.
Yeah. He crushed it. Well, he got the strength of 10.
Now, did Trey mention real quick?
How about that number 9 par 3, though, that's like 237, I think.
That's the one we were on.
That's the one we all
played. They played 162, Trey.
Oh, okay. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Excuse us.
Yeah. Well, you know what? You didn't Trey, you didn't have the host heckling you the whole time. Missing Noonan.
Trey did mention that Chenal this week is pretty cool. Does have the Southern Amateur Championship. Yep. It's got the best amateurs in the world.
And actually, the number one ranked amateur in the world
from
in Bobby
Alabama,
Wyatt.
Right? Yeah, that's pretty cool. So congratulations to all those folks here in Central Arkansas that got that here in the Chenal. Now, will that hole be in my neighborhood hole, Trey, or is that a different course?
What do you mean?
I live at Chenal Woods.
No. No, it's on the Baird End course, the tighter of the two courses.
I heard. Hey, before don't go anywhere, Trey. And I know we may be coming up on a break, but Big Baby, if we've got some calls, and I think you said there may be a call for Trey.
Yeah, let's get to Woody real quick.
Okay, Woody.
Hey, Trey. I want you to do me a favor. Ask Nick Saban about his daughter's fighting prowess. Okay.
With all this, this is what I love about the Arkansas fan. With all we've been through, we're going to pick on Alabama because the coach's daughter got in a fight, a frat fight on a Saturday night. It happens every time, but we're going to seek this one out. Don't pay attention. Don't look over here. The coach got a blonde on the back of a motorcycle. Right. No, don't look at the coach who got the file for bankruptcy. Let's look at the coach's daughter.
Yeah.
That is so bogus.
Yeah, what's wrong with your daughter?
Well, but here's the thing.
If you're going to talk, you can't be Penn State talking about other people right now.
That's right.
Tommy and Nick Saban, he's been here before. He knows the routine. He knows that when he steps into that radio internet room, he's got 10 minutes. So his opening statement is usually about 7 to 7 and a half, 8. So that leaves 2 minutes
That's
for the
great.
Rest of us to ask questions.
That is great. All right, anybody else?
Can we slip in Buddha here real quick?
Slip? Oh, okay.
Hello there.
Go ahead. Hey,
Buddha. Hello
there,
Buddha. Roger, Tommy.
Hey, Buddha. We got your artwork yesterday.
Yeah, I got your artwork, Buddha. Got the package you sent me. I'm sorry I've been missing your calls, but there was something really greasy inside that envelope you mailed me. There should be a federal law against what you shipped
me. I think there is.
There's got to be.
No federal law.
Why do you even talk like that? You're from Cabot. You're not.
I'm from Gosnell. I'm from Northeast Arkansas, Gosnell.
Yeah, no, you're not Asian.
He looks Asian, but he sounds Indian.
Yes.
And he's from Cabot.
And he's from North
Gosnell.
Well, Bubba, we appreciate. Yeah, go ahead.
I do recall the time I played the tips up at the Greystone Park. It's kind of rough up there too, playing golf.
Yeah, that, especially when you're spread an eagle on top of a golf cart, drunk.
You bounce like a ball. Thanks, Buddha. See you, buddy. All right, let's go to a break, and then we'll come back from what may be the last one or two segments live from Village Creek.
And if Shap's still around, we'll chat with him a little bit more, too, about SEC days down in, where is it, Birmingham, Hoover. Or someplace like that.
When is John L. Smith up? Today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
Okay. All right, back in a moment.
Bye-bye.
Cheap, baby.